The Innerbelt Neighborhood Stories Project collects stories from residents who lived in the neighborhoods that were removed by the construction of the Innerbelt Freeway in Akron. This project is part of the City of Akron's efforts to transform the decommissioned section of the Innerbelt Freeway and to document a part of Akron's history that has been largely missing to date. In this segment, we hear from Joyce Thomas. Her mother was Ernestine Carey, who ran the iconic custard stand. She recalls what it was like being a child living in the neighborhood before her family purchased the custard stand.
My name is Joyce Thomas, and Miss Carey to run the custard stand is my mother. My father's name is Samson Carey. My mother's name is Ernestine Stephen Carey.
Miss Thomas came from a pretty big family.
I am number 6 of 8. I have 5 brothers, Ernest the oldest, Willie, Sam, Clark Dale, and Milton. And I have 2 other sisters, Carolyn is the oldest, and Jacqueline.
And she went on to have children of her own.
Kenneth Lawrence Carey, he's the oldest. He played football for a minute at Bookton. Orlando Jackson, Latrell Jackson, played the basketball. Chynesta, she was a cheerleader for Bookton.
I guess her children got their love of athletics honest, because growing up, Ms. Thomas remembers playing a lot of sports with her brothers and sisters.
Shoot marbles, definitely climb trees, football tackle, baseball, kickball. Oldest brother loved to jump hurdles, and we jumped hurdles. We also had a baseball team in the neighborhood, and all the parents, especially the mothers, that knew how to play ball, was always there at the baseball.
She has special memories of those games, where she would be called in to pinch run for some of the other players.
Yeah, that was a good memory when the mothers would come over and play baseball with us kids. And I had to be certain mother's runner. Yeah, that was a good time.
But that's just what it was like in the neighborhood. The families were always there, spending time together and looking out for each other.
We had parents that was watching over us. Any new person show up in the neighborhood, every parent got their eyes on that new person. The love came from the family home and the neighbors. We had a family called the Trice, Raynard Trice. He lived 6 doors down from us on Edgewood. He stayed more at my house than I stayed at my own house. He there for Kool-Aid, cake, anything Miss Carey cooked, Raynard Trice was there. She even cooked rabbits. She even cooked coon. My mother could throw, and she loved to make homemade butter rolls and cakes. People from the church, Sister Carey, fix us a coconut cake, or a pineapple cake, a German chocolate cake. My mama knew how to cook, and sweet potato pie. Man, y'all talking about putting some vanilla flavor in that? I'm gonna give you her secret.
Well, Miss Thomas asked me not to include that part in the recording, but she told me what the secret is, and it's delicious. But getting back to the neighborhood, the zoo was a big part of life in this area. As early as the 1940s, the zoo was often referred to as Children's Zoo. She remembers the early days of the zoo playing a big part in the life of her and her friends. And one animal, in particular, holds a special place in Miss Thomas's memories.
Children's Zoo was where everybody had a good time. That's where everybody meet. Even kids from Douglas, kids from Rose Avenue, would come up there and play with us. And them was the good days right there. The zoo wasn't closed up, it was open. They had snakes, birds, turtles, fish. They also had brown bear, black bear. They had buffaloes, deers, peacocks. Peacocks would walk out. They even come to our home, you know, and walk around and go back to the park. It was just an open place that everybody could go in and have fun and explore what they had. They had a section that you could pay to go in, but we didn't go through that. We would go up there and look at all the animals on the outside. We had a gorilla named Joe Coco. And he was the favorite of them all. And they all had a big old water fountain. That's where Joe Coco was, his cave was at. And we would watch Joe Coco as we drink our water. And some of the kids would be very rude towards him. I remember one time my brother threw a rock. A brick. Change that. A brick. And hit Joe Coco. Joe Coco said, well, you want to share a brick? I'm going to share it back at you. He ended up with a knot on his head. Joe Coco, you want to smoke? Joe Coco would smoke cigarettes, too. But don't miss Joe Coco. You'll end up with a knot on your head. And he come running home. And then that girl really hit me on the head. What did you do, Sam? I ain't do nothing. Yes, he did. He threw a rock in his cage.
The Innerbelt Neighborhood Stories are produced by me, Roger Riddle, with additional editing this episode by Flaco Torres. Our executive producers are Liz Ogbu of Studio O and the City of Akron. Our music is by Flaco Torres, with additional sounds by Become Stardust. Special thanks to Summer Hall, Caleb Thurman, Dylan Garitano, Mike Meyer, the Ohio and Erie Canalway Coalition, Mary Plazo and Rebecca Larson-Troyer with the Akron Summit County Public Library, and a very special thank you to the Reconnecting Our Community Advisory Committee.